dozens dead and dozens injured after a fire caused a stampede among worshippers at a Coptic Christian church in the Egyptian city of Giza. The incident happened as thousands gathered for morning mass at the Abu Sufyan church.
I saw people jumping from the upper floor. Suffocation, suffocation. All of them dead. So many dead. And there are children. We didn't know how to get to them. And we didn't know whose son this is or whose daughter that is. How is this possible?
Giza sits at the southern edge of the Greater Cairo area, one of the most densely populated places in the world. Dilapidated infrastructure means accidental fires are common, made more likely due to the record high temperatures across the region. The fire in Abu Sufyan Church, thought to have been caused by a faulty air conditioner.
We started to see from the outside that the smoke was getting bigger and people were wanting to jump from the upper floor of the building of the church to the next, and one did. Then we went inside and found the children, and we started to take the bodies out.
In the aftermath of the incident, President Abdel Fattah al-Sisi announced the mobilization of, quote, all state services to ensure that all measures are taken. The prosecutor's office has also opened an investigation. Some of the injured were firefighters. The blaze blocked an exit, trapping churchgoers and causing the stampede. According to eyewitnesses, most of those killed were children. Zain Basravi, Al Jazeera.
Let's bring in Adel Mahrouki for an update. He's a journalist based in Cairo. Welcome to Al Jazeera. So the official death toll right now stands at 41. Can we expect it to be much higher?
It is expected to start to be a little bit higher, not much as far as the official figures from the government is concerned. The health ministry confirmed that, as you've said, 41 have been died in the fire and 14 are injured. This is the number that the health ministry has registered and is giving healthcare services to. Among these 14, four are in critical conditions. They are in intensive care units where health officials are treating them and trying to make their health condition steady as much as possible. From the 10 remaining, two have been given the green light to go home. They've been dismissed from the hospital and they are in good condition to go home. The rest are being treated, but according to the health ministry, most of their injuries are not so concerning. So it might increase a little bit due to the four in the remain in critical condition and remain to be in the ICU units in Egypt.
Tell us a little bit more about the church itself and the area that the church is located in, because presumably it would be a highly congested area in Giza.
Definitely. It is a district called Imbaba, one of the most populous and dense, population-dense districts in Greater Cairo. It is known to have a general average socioeconomic background. This is a Sunday service, and of course, it means that the church is usually at its full capacity. It's at its busiest prayer service all over the week. And therefore, the numbers of people there is quite significant. It is the biggest number ever all over the week. Finally, the church itself, because of the district's and its density, the church is not a common structure church. It's not a big facility with a huge area of land and many entries and exit points. It's more or less like a residential building in terms of its design, and therefore the exits and entries to that building are not so many. And because, according to the health ministry, the fire that was sparked by one of the AC air conditioning devices in the second floor, there was huge smoke and most people could not get out, and many of them died because of suffocation from the smoke, rather from the flames itself. This is what we know so far in terms of the incidents and how it unfolded.
And Adel Mahrouki, I mean, this is not the first tragedy in Egypt where fires have been to blame, really, in recent years, and that's because of poorly enforced safety standards in Egypt. How common are these types of accidents or incidents?
So if we're talking about fire incidents in churches or in prayer houses, it's not common. I mean, in recent memory, I can't really recall when was the last time that happened. And even in public transportation, there was one incident many years ago, was quite a remarkable figure in terms of casualties. But also since then, Nothing major has been reported. At least we're talking about fire incidents here, not transportation accidents, for instance. And therefore, there is a lot of work to be done in terms of the infrastructure and imposing safety measures. It is being implemented in all the new cities and in all urban expansion that the Egyptian government is leading, where still people are and buildings are still under construction. Therefore, there is room for the government to apply new regulations and for developers to match and meet these regulations. But of course, for the decades-old infrastructure of Egypt and Greater Cairo specifically, it becomes more challenging to implement the government regulations in terms of safety and specifically fire safety and security.
Okay, thank you so much, Adel Mahrouki, for giving us that update from Cairo.